Teacher's and Diagnosis you have dictating patient's name is Thomas Buvais, B-E-A-U-V-A-I-S, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 9/12/1942. Date of service is 3/18/2024. Mr. Buvais is a very pleasant 81-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, history of atrial flutter, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, dementia, depression, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain with opioid dependence, was admitted to the hospital after the he was felt to be having decreased PO intake as well as recent fall. Patient was admitted to the hospital in February with community acquired pneumonia, but was subsequently discharged to an assisted living facility. Patient was seen in the emergency room, was found to be at his baseline confusion due to dementia. Also was having increased weakness, not able to get out of bed. In the emergency room, he had a CT scan of the head as well as the CT scan of his spine, which was normal. A CT scan of the chest showed some age indeterminate non-displaced fracture of the anterolateral ribs 3, 4, and 5. Also showed some degenerative changes. Patient was admitted to the hospital was continued on his other medications. He was gently hydrated. His electrolytes were unremarkable. White count was slightly elevated. Patient was physical therapy and occupational therapy were consulted. Neurology was also consulted. Patient was eating better, but overall seems to be on his baseline. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he's laying in his bed. He's pleasantly confused. He denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills. He denies any cough or upper respiratory symptoms. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease. Next, atrial flutter, an anticoagulation with Eliquis. Diabetes mellitus, chronic pain, dementia, depression, hypercholesterolemia, chronic anemia, degenerative joint disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, history of migraines. Hypertension, history of viral hepatitis, history of TIA, and history of sleep apnea. Past surgical history has been stent for cardiac catheterization, cataract surgery. Left femur, ORIF, left total knee arthroplasty. Social history. Does drink one drink of alcohol a week. Smoking quit long time ago. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. No history of denies any chest pain. He does have history of coronary artery disease, also history of atrial flutter on anticoagulation with Eliquis. No history of CHF. Respiratory system denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, he denies any abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of benign prostatic hypertrophy. Denies any history of blood in the urine. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, history of back pain, history of arthritis. Neurological, history of TIA, history of dementia, otherwise unremarkable. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was diminished breath sound in the bases. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake. Follows simple commands. Pleasantly confused. History of dementia. Moving all four extremities. Impression, number one, generalized debility. Next, fall. Next, generalized weakness. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, history of atrial flutter. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, dementia. Next, BPH. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of sleep apnea, next DJD, next history of TIA. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. We'll encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy to see if we can have any improvement. We'll continue other medications. He may need long-term placement. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.